Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, and coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, Fred Rogan in today with the man, the myth, the legend, Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio. Big hour, glad you're here with us today. And Rob, again, thanks for the opportunity to sit in for Chris. Love doing it.
Thank you so much, Fred. Always a pleasure. You are always welcome and me with open arms on your Los Angeles radio show, AM 570, Rogan and Rodney. And I love when you sit in. Whenever we get a chance to have you, it's great, no doubt.
You know, I was just thinking, sitting here listening to Monsey's update, and she played some sound with Todd Bowles, of course, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, talking about Tom Brady. He's been gone for a while. There are personal issues. Some suggest that his mom might be ill. Okay. And if that's the case, by all means, spend time with your family. But I think it begs another question, Rob, about Tom Brady. You know, what he is doing back in Tampa and why the Bucs decided they needed him so badly. What do you think?
Yeah, I have an issue with this. If this is an illness to a parent, I mean, I know this is personal information, but when you're a part of a football team, Fred, and I'm not trying to be cold or callous, if you let people know what's going on, I think people can say, okay, we get it. Let's hear Todd Bowles again, Fred. Here we go.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not concerned about it right now. We're trying to practice against Tennessee and play a game. I said sometime after Tennessee, there's no definitive date for me, but we'll check on it. We'll keep in touch and we'll find out.
That's not good enough for me. I'm sorry, Fred. That's not good enough. That the coach of the Tampa Bay Bucs is non-committal on Tom Brady's return. If this is not life or death, and this is some other personal thing, and he needed to take time, because you know what we also heard, Fred? That there was a family vacation scheduled when he was going to retire, and this is him being with his family. That's what I've heard that. And if it's anything, the Bucks should just let people know what's going on to end the speculation so people can put this in the right box. You know what this feels like to me?
What?
It feels selfish. It feels like Tom Brady should have stayed retired. And Tom Brady shouldn't be playing football because 20 seasons is enough. And he should be with his family. How much is enough? Is it right to hold the rest of the team hostage where people don't know what's going on? No, I don't care how many Super Bowls he's won. He hasn't earned the right, no one has, to stop the show and let everybody else have to suffer along because the season's coming. New wide receivers need to work out with their quarterback. And for them to be so, you know, flip with it, just personal reasons. Fred, sometimes we have to share when there are things going on so that people don't speculate. This could be put to rest if they step up and say what's going on.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, and it was impassioned. A couple of thoughts. First, enough. It's 20 seasons. Why are you back? You should have stayed retired. It's selfish. I don't think we can determine what someone else can do. So if Tom Brady wants to play football, the key here is Tampa Bay wanted him to play football. That's the key. It's not that Tom Brady wanted to play. The key is Tampa wanted him to play. And because they wanted him to play at this age after this many years, you're going to make concessions because you know what you're getting into. Really, if you look at the Bucs, Tampa, with Tom Brady a quarterback this year, it's one simple question. And I look at everything like this, quite honestly, when I look at teams and the construction of teams. There's one question. Right, what he's done, he's done. Are they going to win the Super Bowl this year? Will Tampa win the Super Bowl this year with Tom Brady? I'm saying no, they won't. They will not win the Super Bowl this year. They'll have Tom Brady. But I'm saying they're not going to win the Super Bowl. And if you're not going to win the Super Bowl, at what point do you make the decision, okay, we've got to figure out what we're doing next. We've got to go forward. Now, it's a tough thing for franchises to do. The LA Lakers are finding that out with LeBron James. You're going to the doctor. You're getting a shot at some point. When do you want the pain? Because you're going to suffer the pain. For the Lakers, with a LeBron James, are they going to win the NBA title? If there's a miracle, if not, they're not. And if you don't win the title and you're not really bad, you're in no man's land. And in no man's land, you're nowhere. Is Tampa Bay going to win the Super Bowl? I would say no. If they don't win the Super Bowl with Tom Brady at quarterback, then why are you hitching your wagon to Tom Brady? You're going to suffer pain. You're going to feel it. You're going to have to make a change. They chose not to.
No, they did. And Bruce Arians, there's reports, you know, stories out there that Brady had Arians fired, that he didn't get along with Bruce Arians, and that's why he all of a sudden retired out of nowhere, right, Bruce Arians? He just won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden he stepped aside, and all of a sudden Tom Brady decided to come back. It was a power struggle. And now my thing is, and I always respected this quote that Pat Riley told the Knicks when I was working in New York and he was coaching the Knicks. Fred, either you're in or you're out. One or the other. One or the other. Tom Brady can't be treated special. We don't care how many years he's played. We don't care how many Super Bowls he's lucked himself into. We don't care. It's not fair to the other 52 players, Fred.
Yeah, but that's fine on paper. That's fine on paper, Rob. You're right.
It's not.
But he is going to be treated special. He's Tom Brady. Stars are treated differently.
You know what?
Life is not fair. It's not fair, Rob. You know that.
I get it. But to me, this is the typical selfish Tom Brady.
This has always been about him, and you know that. When he went to Miami and met with Stephen Ross, he knew what Stephen Ross wanted. He went. Nothing happened to Brady, but he went. Because he thought that was going to be him, right? It was going to turn into he getting a piece of the team and being a part of the front office or whatever after he finished playing. It's always about Tom Brady. It's always. He left New England to try to prove that he can win without Bill Belichick. He got it done. It happened. But that's because it was about him. And my point is, if it's a serious matter, people should know. And the coach could say that in a way without having to give all the details.
All right, so
to be this non-committal this late into training camp doesn't make sense to me.
All right, so what do you do when he comes back? What do you do when he comes back?
Well, they're going to accept him back. Of course they are.
No. He comes back and they have the news conference, right? He'll address the media when he comes back. And the question is asked, where were you? And then he explains where he was. Maybe it was a family matter. Whatever he was doing, he explains where he was. Doesn't that answer your question right there? This is where I was. You're saying answer it now. People deserve to know where you're at. Your teammates deserve to know where you're at. Maybe his teammates do know.
Well, they're making it a bigger spectacle, Fred. If it's a serious issue, instead of just saying personal reasons, that's too broad, okay? And all I'm saying is you could put that to rest if you have the right. The worst thing you could do is leave it vague so that people dive into your business. Correct, Fred?
Well, absolutely.
Reporters are going to try to dig to find out. You don't think that's a big story if you break that Tom Brady's on a vacation in Italy with his family? Would that be a big story for you if you broke that?
Yeah, but do you think he's in Italy on a vacation with his family?
That was one of the stories that came out. That he had a family vacation already planned. That's because he thought he was retiring. And he wound up coming back. All I'm saying is, in football, it's harder to go without your leader. And you just wonder, what's the secret? This has been August 11th, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, and again, to me, I hear what you're saying, and I respect it, and I appreciate it. The bigger issue here, when you look at Tom Brady, what's he doing back there? If they're not going to win the Super Bowl, and everybody can win the Super Bowl when they kick opening day, I know. But really, realistically, is Tampa going to win the Super Bowl? No. They're not going to win the Super Bowl. So as an organization, what are you doing? You're going to feel the pain. It's going to happen. You're going to have to grow. You're going to have to make a change. You're going to have to go in a different direction. When do you do that? I think franchises hang on too long. And that's always an issue. To win in America in professional athletics, to be in the conversation, you need sustained success. Okay, well, Tampa's not had sustained success. Tom Brady signed with them and they won the Super Bowl.
But we saw this with the Lakers and Kobe. All those other years when they went, the last 5 years of Kobe's Laker career. Did they win anything? Couldn't even make the playoffs with Kobe.
No.
Nobody wanted to play with him. You remember they had free agent money, Fred? Did anybody come? No. Dwight Howard walked away from $32 million rather than play with Kobe.
Yeah, and that was the best deal the Lakers never made.
Am I right?
Yeah.
It's unheard of. He gave up $32 million. I bet you he wants that now with his 11 kids. Are you crazy?
You kidding me? Yeah, all those babies got to eat.
Yes.
All those babies need new shoes. So I think that's the issue here with Tom Brady. And if you're in the Tampa area, if you're a Buck fan, I think you have to come to grips with the fact that this is not a team that will win the Super Bowl.
But is Tom Brady selfish? Do you feel like his teammates? I don't know. I mean, it's so secretive. But normally, Fred, if it was like a very serious, urgent thing, you take the heat off of Tom Brady by saying he's dealing with a crisis, you know what I mean, in his family or whatever. You let people know so that they don't hound Tom Brady. They don't hound his family if there's something of that magnitude. That's all I'm saying, and we didn't get that.
All right, do you think that Tom Brady's being selfish? That's the question. 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-99-ON-FOX. Is he being selfish? Rob thinks he is. I, on the other hand, think the Bucks put themselves in a position where they've got to deal with whatever he brings them because they're all in. They re-signed him. Maybe it's to put people in the seats and make money. But if you're not going to win the Super Bowl, then why are you fooling around with him? Why won't you take the pain? Is he selfish, or does this problem belong to the Bucks? Again, 877-99-ON-FOX. Give us a call. Your calls are next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store.
Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fred Rogan and Rob Parker on Fox Sports Radio. You dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services, like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head over to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Everybody listening is a friend. Friends come together on this show each and every night, The Odd Couple, heard across the country on Fox Sports Radio. And Rob, you're pretty fired up. You think Tom Brady is selfish. You think Tom Brady should admit what he's doing. I think this all falls on the Tampa Bay Bucks for allowing Tom Brady to come back.
And here's the other thing. Sometimes you feel like an older quarterback, he doesn't want to do training camp. I don't need to do training camp. Do you know? Now it could be something different. We don't know until they explain it to me. But this feels to me like I'm 40-some-odd years old. I've been in the league I'm 42. I don't need to do training camp. Let me kind of coast, and then I'll show up. And this is what happens with guys, Fred, at the end of their careers, where they want to cut corners. They don't want to do what everybody else is doing. And I feel like this is where, because Tom Brady was going to retire, and then all of a sudden he unretired. So here we go. I want to hear what you guys have to say, Fred and I, on this Tom Brady case. Jacob in Las Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Jacob?
What's going on, guys? So, of course, Tom Brady's selfish, but when you're the GOAT, you're always selfish. Look at Jordan. He did a whole documentary to say he was the GOAT without saying he was the GOAT. LeBron needs load management.
No, wait a minute. Michael Jordan he played 82 games his last year in the NBA. Stop it. That's not about doing a documentary. This is a football season to prepare for. 52 other guys are in the sun of Tampa, Florida, working out, getting ready for the season. Their quarterback should be there. Why is he not there?
I agree, and we don't know why he's not there, but he is Tom Brady, and he has earned a little bit of leeway in that regard. And I don't know why you guys don't think they can win the Super Bowl, because they were 1 minute away from the NFC Championship last year, and nobody had the Bengals in the Super Bowl last year. So the fact that you say they can't win, I think is crazy.
All right, Jacob, thank you.
Yeah, and Jacob, also, if you just look at the NFC, I mean, I don't think the Rams are going to repeat.
It's so hard to repeat. That's what's right.
And the schedule is so tough. I would take the Rams over the Bucks right now. And I don't think the Rams are going to repeat.
Right. Tyler in Orlando, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyler?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? You know, I totally understand school started here last week. And I understand taking some time off to take his kids to school. But he's not doing right by his team and the fans, because we don't know what's happening. It's like we're in limbo. I have game tickets this year to go to the game. I'm like, is he going to play? Is he actually going to play this
right year?
I spent all this money in the game. And I think it's just not fair for not only the fans not knowing what's happening, but it's not fair for his team, because this is a time when you build a relationship and build that bond and trust. And some of these new players probably don't even know Tom Brady. I know he's a really tough guy at practice. That's how he makes his people better. So him missing this very important time in the season, I think it's going to hurt the Bucs, especially at the beginning of the season.
Tyler, go ahead, Fred.
I just want to say this, Tyler, and Rob, kicked it around last segment, but who says his teammates don't know where he's at? They may just not be saying where he's at.
Because you know what, Fred? If it was released, somebody would have spread it to somebody. You know, nothing is sacred or held anymore. You know that. If that was out there, it would have been overheard by somebody, to a ball boy, something. I'm telling you, there aren't too many secrets anymore in sports. Would you agree with that?
I think it's fair, but there are some. I just can't believe nobody there knows where he's at.
So I just think, why in the world don't just say put it out there so that the fans and his teammates, and then people can stop asking about it. That's my point. Put it to rest. Right. All right, Tommy, in Des Moines, Iowa. Iowa, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tommy?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We got you.
Okay. First off, what I want to say is, as far as Tom Brady being selfish, you're talking about a guy who gave 20 years of his life and 6 Super Bowl victories to one organization. To call him selfish, that's pretty asinine. You know what I mean?
No, it could be selfish if we find out that he just didn't want to go through training camp. Would you change your mind if you found out that nobody's sick in his family and the reason he didn't want to come in is because he wants to save his body, his 42-year-old body, for the season? Would you call that selfish?
No, I won't call that selfish, but would that be a problem?
Yes.
Would that be a problem? No, it's not.
Yes, it would. If you're not ready to do what everybody else is doing, retire. It's not about saving your body. Retire then.
He doesn't need to retire because, honestly, last season they should have won the Super Bowl.
Stop it. No, they shouldn't have. The Rams fumbled the ball 4 times in that game. That's why Tampa was in that game. Fred, what are they talking about? You saw the game. The Rams tried to give it to them. Tom Brady was gifted turnovers in their own zone. Stop it.
Well, Rob, I can't argue that.
That game wasn't as close as it should have been. It was ridiculous. 4 fumbles? Who fumbles the ball 4 times in a game?
The Super Bowl champion Rams.
Yes, they did.
Right.
Let's go to Ryan in Des Moines, Iowa. Wow, we're popular in Des Moines tonight. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ryan?
Yo, what's up, Rob?
How you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I got to say, and this isn't just because the last caller was also from Iowa. I'm going to go with him on this one. Rob, when you're wrong, you're wrong, dude. I mean, what is Tom Brady's biggest thing? He shows up when it matters, right?
Every other training camp. This is an old guy.
His team needs him, Rob.
Did he miss training camp?
We need him here. Are you kidding me, Rob?
Did he miss training camp last year? Stop it.
That's not how you play on a team.
That is not the way you play on a team. You don't ask for special favors. Everybody puts in the same work, whether you're a rookie or a seasoned veteran. That's how teams are built. It ain't special treatment. Oh, Tom, don't worry about it. Don't come to practice. Show up on game day. I wish he would ask that. Do you remember when Phil Jackson, Fred, didn't want to coach the road games? Did he get the Laker job back? You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Of course not. He said he didn't want to coach the road games. That means you can't coach. Pete in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. I'm hot.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Love your show.
Thank you.
Agree with you, except today.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm not a Brady fan, but the man has earned whatever he needs right now. I do believe that the Bucs know exactly what he's doing and exactly where he is, okay? And as far as the 7 Super Bowls, come on, Rob, lucked out. I mean, the man's earned it. And I'm not a Brady fan, okay, but he has earned everything that he asked for. He's put in 20 years. Now,
if you find out he's not at camp because he's saving his body and he's 42 and trying to avoid contact or whatever you want to say, you're cool with that?
No. My question is,
I'm asking you that.
No, I wouldn't. But my question to you is, have his skills diminished?
I'm giving him years. I'm saying he's 42. He's 45. Most people at 45 are at home with their families, okay, as a professional athlete. And my point is, if you can't play the game the right way and do what everybody else is doing, he should have stayed retired. That is my point. Now, if you tell me something else catastrophic happened, then I'll revisit it. But until now, nobody seems to know. So it's left open for me to speculate, and I think he's taking the old man card, that he doesn't need training camp, and that's what I have an issue with.
And I don't agree with that. I do not think he's taking the old man card, but we will find out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. but let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, big story today, and it had been speculated on, and it's now confirmed. I think it's really one of the big sports stories of the day, and from a television rights perspective, one of the biggest stories in years. The Big Ten has now secured an $8 billion television package, an $8 billion television package spread across three networks. Let's bring on Pat Forty, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Pat, we appreciate you jumping on.
Hey, happy to be on with you guys. It's a good day to be in the Big Ten, for sure.
I'll tell you that.
I'm glad it's amateur sports, you know what I'm saying? My goodness. Come on, Pat.
Yeah, think about how much, you know, screaming and crying we've heard about the players getting a little bit of NIL money, and now we got an $8 billion deal for one league.
I got to tell you, I think Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten, did a magnificent job here, and he approached this like an NFL negotiation. I mean, he had worked for the Lions and the Vikings.
I know Kevin from his Lions day, yep.
Okay, so you know Kevin. And what he did is he created a scenario where he wanted to put Big Ten games in windows and spread it across multiple platforms. And, Pat, that has not been done before in college football. I think it was brilliant.
Yeah, no, it was a great job by Kevin Warren. He played this extremely well. They've got three major, huge networks involved. They can own Saturday. Now, they may not have three absolute blockbuster games, but there will be no time during the day when you turn on college football that you are not capable of watching the Big Ten. You're going to have your A-list game at noon, and then you're going to have a very good game at 3:30 and another game in prime time. They are going to crush Saturday starting 2023, but really in 2024.
If you're a player in major college football, I mean, I would have a little bit of an issue with the kind of money we're talking about. We've always talked about March Madness and their $6 billion deal, and this is just the Big Ten. You know, this is not all of college. The March Madness is all of college basketball. This is just one conference. And players moving forward, I know they're getting the NIL money, but is there a way that they can maybe get something from this as well, or will we see that, Pat?
Well, I would hope so, you know, that this will trickle down, but we know that's been hard to do. You know, there's been great strides made in the last year plus to have any kind of NIL situations, but what have we also had? We've had everybody say, you know, throwing up their hands, the leaders in college sports, we need guardrails. We need to control this. This is out of control. Well, what's $8 billion? That's out of control. I mean, if you're going to begrudge players getting $500,000 or whatever and then turn around and sign a deal like this, come on. There's a disconnect there that's pretty profound.
Yeah, but Pat, I'll make the argument from the school side. You see, we got more money, we can improve facilities, we can give more kids a chance to compete in different sports. We're really looking out for you guys here.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Yeah. Okay.
We're looking out for you. You should be thanking us. You shouldn't be saying you want some of it.
Hey, I can understand part of that. Now, we build better facilities. Everybody already has every good facility. Like, there's nothing left to build. The money is going to go to coaches' salaries, staff sizes, and things like that. Hopefully some of it trickles down and helps pay for the Olympic sports. But there, I think you're going to see greater unwillingness for football to share the money with anybody else. They just want to keep the money concentrated there, and they want to keep building the empire. So, you know, that's the way we're going.
Pat, this is the issue I have. You can make this work by having schools in Southern California playing the Big Ten if you're talking about football games on Saturday, okay? We got that. But when you're talking about other sports and a Tuesday night volleyball game between USC and Penn State, and then they have a game the next day, you know, or 2 days from now in Minnesota. I mean, how does this work if you're a student and you're a volleyball player playing games all over the country during school?
It does not work well. A couple of things are going to have to happen for this to not just be a complete academic travesty and a physical and mental health travesty of just exhaustion. And for the California teams. And those two things are, A, you're going to have to private charter for things like volleyball and tennis and stuff that you never have done before. And then secondly, you're just going to have to be more creative with schedules. And maybe you bring
USC and UCLA and Nebraska and Iowa and Minnesota all to Denver to play round robin tennis or something. You know, I mean, you're just going to have to get creative to lessen that travel burden, because there's just no way around it. Like, unless we have a time machine that turns travel into nothing, the old Star Trek transporter beam, it's going to be hard. So they're going to have to work on ways around it, or else those athletes are going to suffer.
I got to tell you, as I look at the landscape now of college football, you have ESPN with the ACC and the SEC, and now you have three networks and some streaming platforms with Big Ten football. If I were to buy any of those packages, if I was the guy spending the money for the rights fees, I'd be the guy buying the Big Ten package. I think it'll do a better number almost every week, just given the markets they're in, Pat.
Yeah, they're in great markets. I mean, that's the thing. They well, the SEC plays better football, more people are lined up to watch Big Ten football.
Right.
Ohio State has the biggest fan base in the country, basically. Michigan has an immense fan base. Penn State, Michigan State, Wisconsin. And then you're going to add USC and UCLA. You're going to have the TV markets. You're going to have Chicago. You're going to have L.A. To a degree, you'll have New York. That's overblown, obviously, because Rutgers doesn't really care in New York. But
no,
there's a lot of Big Ten alums that live in the New York area. So eyeballs will be on the Big Ten schools. There's no doubt about that. They'll do ratings, and they will earn this money that they're getting from those networks. But this was a very savvy overall vision from Kevin Warren and from the Big Ten, and with the help of Fox, to make all this work.
So what's the next big deal? And, you know, okay, $8 billion for them. Is it $10 billion for the SEC? Or when it's their turn, like, what's the next thing? And how many super conferences will we have? Will it just be three, two? Where's college football heading? One last thing for us, Pat.
Yeah, I mean, the SEC will renegotiate here with Texas and Oklahoma factored in, and their number will go way up. We'll see if it gets to be as big as the Big Ten. Might be bigger. Don't know. But, I mean, they're sitting on a gold mine. But as I was told yesterday when I was pulling this story together, and this was a Big Ten person, said, we are not done expanding. So look for more expansion. And to your point, Rob, yeah, I mean, two conferences, and we'll see what the rest of them look like. There's a chance that if the Big Ten goes after more Pac-12 schools, that the Pac-12 just gets weakened to the point that it goes away. And some of the southern schools end up with the Big 12. You could have four, but two of them far ahead of everybody else. This is a Big Ten SEC arms race right now.
Follow him on Twitter at @bypat40. Pat, senior writer at Sports Illustrated. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your knowledge, Pat. Appreciate you, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Okay, Fernando Tatis Jr., if you're on the mound, you have the chance. What do you think? Would you just drill him? We'll talk about that next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how, with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, you talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Fred Rogan in for Chris Broussard today, along with Rob on The Odd Couple. Fernando Tatis Jr. is a fascinating guy. At a very young age, he got an awful lot of money. And so far, we've learned that he wasn't really ready for that much money. First, he suffered a broken wrist in a motorcycle accident during the offseason. And that, of course, precluded him from playing. Now he's finally getting back to a place where he has the opportunity to play, and he's banned 80 games for using PEDs. The story is that he went and got a haircut. When he got the haircut, he got ringworm. And the only medication he could use was a certain medication that contained a PED for ringworm. So now he's out 80 games. The rest of this year, and I think the first 38 games of next year. Well, this doesn't sit well with a lot of people around Major League Baseball, and I'm sure you can understand. We've just given you $300 million. You're a young guy. We're excited about having you, and we want you to perform. Oh, my God, you broke your wrist? Well, that That happens. Maybe you shouldn't have been on the motorcycle. Oh, no, you got a haircut and got ringworm. Well, you know, I guess that could happen. Oh, you used medication that had a PED in it, and now you're out for 80 games. And, Rob, people around the Padres weren't pleased with him, and now other people are speaking out about it as well.
No, and the Padres have a right. They made a big trade, Fred. Some people call it the biggest trade in baseball history, right? Getting Juan Soto. They yep. won that sweepstakes. And they thought, okay, we're going to get our guy back, right? We've hung in the race. They were, at the time, second in the wild card race. So they felt like, hey, we didn't have our guy all year. We just got Juan Soto. We got Josh Bell. And now we're going to get Tatis back. This is great. And then the ball is dropped and the hammers knocked the Padres over with the big 80-game suspension. But Jonathan Papelbon, a former Red Sox closer, Fred, went on a podcast, and we do have the sound. Take a listen to this wacko.
Just let the players police the game. That's what I miss about the game now is you look in the past and the players were the ones who policed the game, not the damn umpires or the coaches or any of them. It was the players, and that is what the game has lost. This whole Tatis stuff, man, like, it almost enrages me because, you know, I worked my ass off for so much, so hard, and did it the right way, you know? And for me to see stuff like that, man, it just, man, it irks me so bad. And like, I'll tell you right now, Matt, if I was pitching, every single time I face that dude, I'm drilling him. I don't care if I'm bringing in a run and losing the game.
Okay, he sounds like a retired wacko yeah. pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, Jonathan Papelbon, really? You're going to hit him every single time? Hey, how about when the reports came out about Big Papi and Manny Ramirez? Would you be on the mound and would you throw the ball at them in the dugout? Would you do that, Jonathan Papelbon? And this is my issue, Fred, all the time with these new media and people with the podcast. Where's the pushback? You played with a couple of guys who were on suspicion and were reportedly on the steroid list that helped the Red Sox win a couple World Series. You got a problem with them? And then to go out publicly and say you would hit Tatis every time you faced him. What a nut job.
Yeah, those days are gone. Those days are gone in Major League Baseball. I understand guys wanting to police themselves. And Joe Torre used to say all the time, well, the game will take care of itself. We don't have to do anything here. The game will take care of itself. But the game has evolved and the game has changed. And you can't openly state, I would just take that guy out. I'd put it right between his eyes. I'll tell you, I would learn him a lesson. He wouldn't be doing that. It's wrong on so many levels. Yeah, there's a great deal of frustration about Fernando Tatis. And for the Padres right now, they find themselves at a tough spot. They've spent an awful lot of money to try yep. to compete with the Dodgers. A ton of money. So you give their ownership credit because they're in it to win it. And you have to respect that. But when the centerpiece is sabotaging himself, you've got a real problem. And I can understand, Rob, why people would be frustrated with Fernando Tatis Jr. I get it. It makes sense to me.
I get the frustration. But, Fred, to go out publicly and say you would hit somebody, I mean, then, come on. This is not 1950, okay? I'm sorry. They don't play baseball like that. It just sounds ridiculous from that guy, Papelbon, to say that when he played on a team with two guys, Fred, who were linked to it. Where's the pushback from whoever was interviewing him to say, would you have hit in spring training, you were facing Manny Ramirez or Big Papi, would you hit them? That's what I would have asked him.
All right. All right. Here's the deal. I've got a deal for two of you. If it's good for one, why is it bad for the other? Well, we'll get into that when we come back on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.